everything seems to be going just fine here as, again, Blanco, of course, the band will be playing this half, as we all know. Always a joy to hear the pride of Blanco High School and of the Hill Country. Of course, we got our own pride of the Hill Country back at my school, Texas State, with that being the Bobcat Band. Of course, Blanco reminded me a lot of them, doing a fantastic job putting out quality performances at each half. And, of course, we're going to give way and see what is in store for these teams. But currently at halftime, the biggest difference here, as we got the halftime clock going here, 27:35 to go. The score reads 14-6 in favor of Blanco, and everything seems to be settling down just nicely. As while it has not been the pristine first half like what it was last week versus the Randolph Roehawks for the Panthers, they are getting some big offensive plays, and that has been the real difference in this first half, is explosive, big-time plays that Blanco has been managing to come up with. As whether or not is the big 45-yard completion run for Toby Treisch that put Blanco on top of the one and set up Gunnar Granberg for the end zone, in which case Granberg, that is now the third time this year he has gotten a touchdown, so the sophomore getting a pretty fantastic start to his varsity career in these last three games, coming up with a rushing touchdown each. In fact, that has really been the only stat he's been allowed to record, as in those short goal situations, Granberg's body frame, standing 5 feet 7 inches and 250 pounds, makes for the perfect fullback option to try and tear it in there. But you've heard me say that before, as now, out there on the field getting ready to put together the performance, first will be the pride of Blanco High School, the Blanco Panther High School Band. And so I'm just going to shut up here and give way to the mic and give way to the pride of Blanco High School, as the band is out there on the field ready to go.
Barnett and Clarissa Derby. The Panther drumline captain is Mario Sanchez. And the freshman of the week is Harley Hensley. Tonight, we would like to recognize our 2017 State UIL Solo and Ensemble Gold Medal winners. Last May, Blanco High School Band had two ensembles with 16 students winning first division gold medals at the Texas State UIL Solo Ensemble Contest. The following students earned top honors and are awarded state gold medals. 2017 graduate Jonathan Campbell. 2017 graduate Adrian Lampier, Kay Pryover, and 2017 graduate Sebastian Thomas. 2017 BHS Brass Ensembles were 2017 graduate Jeremy Kinlock, Kyle Martinez, Nelly Saldana, 2017 graduate Chris Enriquez, Ivan Romero, and Daniel Thomas. Please give a big round of applause for these students. Tonight, the Panther Band will showcase its 2017 UIL competition show entitled Reborn. From the Tragedy of Triumph, tonight's performance will feature clarinet soloist Cami Marquez and flute Madison Kimmel. Blanco ISD proudly presents the 2017 Blanco Marching Band.
Doesn't that just warm your heart, ladies and gentlemen? A fantastic performance put together by the pride of Blanco High School, the Blanco High School Panthers Band. Wonderful, wonderful job as always, getting this crowd pumped, getting them feeling good. Not that the 14-6 score doesn't help with that, as with that performance coming to an end, you can hear the Blanco fight song in the background trying to take control over me. And I think it has done a pretty well-deserving effort here thus far. The Blanco Panthers putting together a performance on both sides with the band, with the team currently up 14-6 over the Antonian Prep Apaches. They seem to be dealing a good measure of revenge, as I always love to see the players that are a part of this high school band in Will Adams, Mr. Kyle Martinez, and of course Tanner Suarez make their way back to the locker room after putting together another wonderful performance. Will Adams, a bit of a savant, currently playing saxophone, which I've always had an admiration as an instrument that not only takes a lot of talent to play, but also you can end up, if you're really good, looking cool while you do it. Of course, I can only pay mine to our former president, Bill Clinton, who, of course, helped popularize himself with a young crowd back in the 90s when he appeared on The Late Show and played sax on the Arsenio Hall Show. It's a fantastic performance, and this was a fantastic performance out here tonight as well. The big plays in what has been a relatively conservative first half, I keep going over them, and I can't help but ignore their impact, as you currently see here. Everything seems to be finding out together as we got a couple of raffle tickets being announced. Of course, congratulations to whoever the lucky winners will be in that category, but thus far, Blanco, their biggest play obviously being in terms of yardage, the 45-yard screen pass completion run from Cox to Toby Treesh that, had he not been tripped up a little bit later and got caught on the trail, going right side, it would have been a touchdown and the most exciting play by far of the season. You know what? I take that back. I say second most, because last week the most exciting play occurred to me when Kelby Cox broke three tackles and broke free through the left side and went down the left sideline to score what was the definitive death blow. And last week's win, 21-6 over the Randolph Roehawks, and now out here today, Blanco currently leading by a score of 14-6. Exact same scenario reading here in terms of what the difference was at this point last week for the Blanco Panthers, trying to make it so it stands out here today. Currently leading 14-6, May will see a mirror image score on the first Blanco drive coming up, coming out here together, fans getting excited, everything seems to be coming together. And well, we can take another quick break, and then when we come back, I'll lead you into a little bit more of what I hope to see in the second half, and then play out the rest of this halftime with a little bit of music to get you into a nice groove, ladies and gentlemen. But don't go anywhere. This is Blanco Panthers football, and the Panthers currently are leading by a score of 14-6. As we got a few toddlers in front of me once again, and they seem to be enjoying it a lot more than last week. So happy to see they're getting satisfied. As we will be right back after these short messages, everybody.
Support comes from AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888.
And by Dirtworks, servicing the Hill Country with landscape material sales, rock milling, and lake construction. Information available online at dirtworks.com or by phone at 830-833-2097. Dirtworks has been supporting Blanco ISD Athletics since 1999. Go Panthers!
And of course, that is a common theme out here between all these supporters for the Blanco High School team, having been supporters of this high school squad for a long time, even back in the days of good old Coach Danny Rogers, and way back before that, his predecessor as well, coming up with big moments here, including the history of this Panther squad being back in 2001 when they won the 2A state title. But it's little historical moments like that that leave you wanting to come back for more, and I certainly want you to come back for more as well, as we got 11:30 to go before we get the second half started, as we see bubbles flying out of the student section. They're having a really raging good time, a couple of the cheerleaders getting involved in the bubble-blowing brigade. But to get you in the mood and to get you set, the only way I pick these songs is obviously based off of title, because mostly songs I do not know, but I love to know even a little bit more, and this one is called Back for More. And well, we're going to have after that Two Unlimited song, Get Ready for This. I think it'll be a good tone setter and a good mood setter as the second half I expect to see more swing towards Blanco's side as a couple penalties took some air out of their offensive drives, but it was the exact same deal going against the Apaches, and, well, it certainly has stung the Apaches more since the Blanco Panthers recovered from what was an official heavy call against them in the first quarter. They have swung the momentum in their favor and have not let the officials or the defense take them down. But we'll be back for more after this song, back for more, and then after that, two Unlimiteds, get ready for this. And I do want to say before we go, for those of you that may be just tuning in or maybe forgot, again, short-term memory loss can be a prevalent thing. The score is 14-6 with about 10 minutes to go at halftime in favor of the hometown team, the Panthers, over the Apaches. But, again, we'll be back for more. Well, ladies and gentlemen, a pretty hardcore song. I honestly didn't expect it to go that rough when you got a song called Back for More. Now I know. But before we go into the next song, which I decided to change my mind and not go with obviously Get Ready for This, I instead, because I am feeling good, I opted to go for a classic by the historically well-liked band Motley Crue called Dr. Feelgood. But before we do that, I want to give you a nice little halftime update from what's going on around the rest of Region 4, District 13, as Blanco, of course, their game is listed, but their opponent is listed as a non-UIL opponent, and of course that comes with the territory on the Friday Night Lights app, of which if you want to follow along any of your favorite high school teams, you certainly can by downloading Friday Night Lights, the app that helps keep you connected to Football Fridays down here in the great state of Texas. But looking around the rest of District 13, again, this is the last week of non-district games, and as I say this, all of this happening, the Apaches are making their way back out on the field, slow but steady. Johnson City currently blowing out Tom Moore High School and the Warriors at half by a score of 41-0, which is the biggest difference I'm seeing tonight. As you go down the list, Marion High School is currently killing Florence. The Buffaloes down 41-19 at the half. So, worst case, at least you're not getting shut out. But never mind, I just spotted a bigger difference, and guess who's causing it? Number 3, Lexington, as the Eagles currently lead 55-7 over Weimar High School and the Wildcats. Whereas Rogers, whom Blanco will be journeying out to play to open district next week, and is the only team the Panthers will face twice this season, currently losing at the half at home to the Rockdale High School Tigers by a score of 21-6. So still a whole half to go and definitely not out of the cards to see what's going to go on here. But one thing we can state is going down the list, Comfort High School currently leading the closest score out on the list over Brady High School on the road. The Bobcats are beating the Bulldogs by a score of 13-12. And that's all that's going on here out in Week 5 between these two teams, as both teams getting their stretches out there. The Blanco Panthers lining up in their steam tunnel where they got a nice fog going for them. But again, now to play us out through the rest of this break is Motley Crue's Dr. Feel Good.
Hi, this is Justin Williams with Claypack Greenhouses, and you're listening to Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com. Go Panthers!
And go Panthers indeed. Welcome back, everybody, as we're going to get the second half started right away and get things ready to go here as the Blanco Panthers come into the second half ready to receive the kickoff from Artiga, and the Apaches leading by a score of 14-6, trying to go for win number 2 in as many weeks in a row. And get the first winning streak for head coach Bill Tesh underway, as now that one's going to drop and get picked up by Fortner. He's going to move left side, get a good block, break free, one hand stiff arm, getting backed up to the 26-yard line as he is thrown into the mud puddle for all the service that went against Fortner. Oh man, he is drenched in a total mix of dirty, dirty water, ladies and gentlemen, trying to shake off all the muck that has now encased him. As well, I didn't think the Apaches needed to take it that far, but if you want to get down and dirty, then let's begin with it here, as Blanco's going to start their drive with it being marked now at about the 24-yard line back in their own territory. Fortner got taken for a ride that didn't go very far, and, well, he got mucked up for it as a result. So now trying to keep things under center here, calm, cool, and collectively under control. As you see for Blanco, everything trying to set out here straight. Is under center Cox with one receiver and Flores out on the left side. Gives it a handoff to the right side, running a slant up the side of the case. Yeah, Griffin Weirden getting a little bit of help out there on the blocks forward by Mr. Tristan Lopez. It's about a 2-yard gain, maybe 3. Yeah, maybe three. Marking it down at about the 27-yard line is where they're going to place it on what was an offhand handoff, a counter run, if you will. Yeah, that's a pretty simple phrase. As now Fortner lines up in the slot over on the near side, back near the line. Second and seven. It's a handoff. Run in. Jet Hood gets tumbled down to the left side. And while he was getting pancaked up in the air, his legs were up and he might have gotten hit. Gets up fine, but still, you don't like to see that kind of contact after the down was clearly made. Barely gains anything all the way up to the 30 to make it third down and about three to go. Third down and four. As Van Dyke brings the play call with him and is put out to play wide out on top of the 30 on the near side. Cox putting him out under center. Daniels and Fortner over on the right side as the tight end, full back, wing back option. And it's going to be Cox rolling with it. Hood sets the initial block and gets a pass complete to Treish. He is spun out and tackled down by Snell. But he does get the first down as he marks them all the way up to the 40-yard line and lets it be another Panther first down. They are on the prowl, ladies and gentlemen, and they are loving it out here. As you got the cheer squad getting everyone in perfectly fine form as that pass was on the roll right throw by Kelby Cox. He did not need to mess with anything. He had Mr. Treish wide open, backing up with space, and then turning to make the first down look that much more phenomenal. So now on the 40, first and 10 with 10:05 to go in the third quarter, 14-6, the score in favor of the hometown team. Handoff left side on what was a double fake, and Fortner barely gains anything, maybe a yard, or gets back to the line of scrimmage is what the refs are going to say. So make it second down and 10. No change in where the ball is going to go as Flores is taken out and subbed in along with Brant Wagner as you take a look at the quick side defense here, which has been physical to a fault with a couple penalties against the Apaches secondary and the defensive line trying to keep that side under control and make a comeback down 14-6 to Blanco. Putting Treish in quick early motion. It's a handoff to Hood up the middle that doesn't go anywhere. No hole coming for him, and he gets blocked outright. Trying to go up the middle, not much to gain there. In fact, nothing to gain at all. It is still third down and 10 now on the 40. 9:08 to go and counting here in the third quarter. Panthers' last two rushing plays don't get anything but diddly squat in an A for effort that has been met by a full force brigade brought on by the Apaches' defensive line as they are plugging up all the gaps that can be taken that have been relatively plentiful for guys like Jet Hood to go through. And now under center, no one out as a wide receiver, and Cox is going to hold. Send him firing over the right side to Van Dyke, and he does not come up with a catch. He had it in his hands, backing up as he was falling down, but he could not make the play. And so it'll be an incompletion and a fourth down and 10 coming up here on the 40 with a probable punt making its way out here for Kelby Cox. Then again, with 8:39 to go here in the third quarter and Blanco leading, this would not be the worst position to give here. As you see, way back in the backfield, the only man all the way over in their own territory for the Apaches waiting for the return is number 11. As now the punt is going to be put up in the air left side towards no man's land. It is going to get out across the Apache 40 to about the 39-yard line. And so a good punt there by Kelby Cox away from everybody, including the only man in the backfield for Antonian Prep. And that is going to give the Apaches a starting position on this drive from their own 39, ladies and gentlemen. As I just felt a beautiful breeze get blown in here. The wind definitely feels good out here in Blanco tonight, as you can start to feel the effects of fall. Man, oh man, I cannot help but get that mud puddle play out of my mind after Fortner got taken for a spin and thrown into a dirty bathtub over near his own sideline. Snapping the gun, Brawlick gets the jump handoff, going to Grant. He's pushing all the way to the 45 and gets six on the play to make it second down and four. So Devin Grant definitely packing size at that running back spot, has done a fabulous job moving drives down the field. He's both a defensive end and a running back on this team, and obviously everyone on this roster plays double duty and has done a pretty fine job thus far on both sides of the ball. Other than occasionally heartbreaking penalty calls, you got to give credit. Both these teams are playing their butts off, especially in some pretty funky conditions, as now they're going to switch the ball up. get it to the 45 on top now for a second down and four coming up here. 7:46 and 45 counting to go here in the third quarter. Blanco leading 14-6 as Brawlick gets the snap. He's going to keep it, step forward, not get anywhere as he steps right into a whole lot of pressure. Led on by Cade Phelps, Gunnar Granberg and company, they stop Brawlick's forward progress and take him out. As you see Fortner and Phelps, Cade Phelps helping out Fortner, adjust one of a, helping him get his helmet on straight. As there seems to be a problem getting one of those little side things to connect. I'm sorry, I do not know the name, and my bad. There's so much mud on the back of that jersey. I thought that was only 1-5. It's actually a double dose with Tristan Lopez getting help there. And now Lopez playing out on the edge, along with Phelps right behind him at that outside linebacker split. Hood up the middle as Brawlick takes the shotgun snap, fires over the middle, and it's picked off. Walton Daves gets an easy one and takes it back up the field. Gets met immediately. Oh, baby, what a timely interception and one of the easiest ones I've ever seen thrown. Walton Daves over the middle of the field took that one from his 45. And before he's tackled down by Garrett, not really much to gain there. But another pick thrown by Brawlick gives the Panthers a start inside Apache territory on the 34-yard line with 6:46 to go. Panthers are not going to give up any less of their lead. Now they get a great start and are looking to add on here to what is a 14-6 advantage. As Cox under center, Flores playing wide out along with Fortner on the far side. Thus far, Flores has been just kind of a deflection as now Phelps breaks free at the middle and he's going to score! Touchdown, Blanco! Oh, baby! Give that one a 34-yard rush, the second longest of the year for the Panthers. Of course, we know what the longest is, the 50-yard rush by Kelby Cox last week. Now gives way to a 34-yard rush by Cade Phelps. My goodness, what a fantastic run. He went virtually untouched on a zero-gap charge up the middle. And now so much excitement over on the Blanco sideline that their water machine, the thing the players go over to get a quick refresher, ends up blasting off a whole mess like a sprinkler as Rogers puts the PAT through and makes it a whopping 21-6 score with 6:40 to go. Here in the third quarter, Blanco is in the driver's seat and is only looking to carry it on from here. But don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Blanco Panthers football out here on Sun Radio and on 88.9 Johnson City on 106.9 Fredericksburg. We will be right back after this.
Support comes from Lone Star Capital Bank in Blanco, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business need. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Hey folks, this is Lad Pepper from Old 300 Barbecue. Just wanted to wish the Blanco Panthers a great season. Gig 'em Panthers.
And I welcome you back out here, everybody, to Blanco, where the Panthers just scored a touchdown as now you see a whole mist flying down from the great beyond up in the sky. Currently, it's like a soft sprinkle coming out here as the fans bringing out their umbrellas. It is large enough that you can notice as now the kick from Rogers is going to trickle out to about the 17 as a flag is thrown. Let's see what happens here. It could be against Rogers for putting that one out a little too intentionally. But, hey, it's not the worst thing in the world as, again, the rain is starting to pick up here. Fans, officials all getting their umbrellas and their coat protectors ready, their raincoats all set in stone. As we now see here, waiting to see what the call is. A couple of Blanco players like Jet Hood and Toby Treach holding their hands out wide, wondering what exactly what happened there that is going to end up being called against as the officials meet to discuss what that flag was after the ball trickled out to the 17 on the kickoff from Rogers. I'm still waiting to figure it out myself here. I have my idea, but I want to see what the confirmation is. But for now, the rain picked up, coming down pretty quickly, pretty hard, but not too hard that you can't notice it as like a fine mist flying in on top of the field. Only thing it's going to serve is to make this place a whole lot muddier out there and make these Blanco players shower twice tonight. As now they're going to put that one all the way up. Yeah, that's going to be intentionally kicking it out of bounds apparently against Zach Rogers. And well, flag on the other side of the field that I just finally noticed. And they're going to make the kicking team come back out and force Rodgers to do it all over again. So what was a kick that went flying out of bounds to the 17-yard line is where it took a couple bounces is apparently cause enough to be a flag against Blanco. That is now going to force the Panthers to re-kick with 6:40 to go here in the third quarter. It is 21-6 Blanco as they're looking to just get one on the driver's seat ahead. Trying to figure it all out. Things seem to be settling down here as I got to take a quick stand to see over an umbrella that's been put in front of my view, but not too much to worry about there. Everything seems fine, and now Rodgers back out there to re-kick, trying to keep this one a little bit in, a little bit longer. Now measuring his steps, holds his hand up, gets ready, puts it in the air. It's a big flying kick into the rain, picked up by Madrigal. He's going to take it to the middle hash marks and run left of him. Get breaking, get knocked down on the low body hit there by Peyton Van Dyke. He swings him. And so the officials are going to mark it down just behind the Apache 40. Let's see what we got here. Where the drive is going to start, it's going to be marked down at about the 36-yard line. And, yep, that's where the Apaches are going to start with 6:29 to go here in the third quarter. Blanco now back on defense, doing a pretty fine job of it too. Got an interception in their last defensive stance and a pretty easy one for Walton Daves. In fact, probably the easiest interception I have seen thrown this year as Daves. I remember back at Pearsall, Daves had a chance to make a pretty easy grab on a throw against Gandara, but it didn't go as now the high snap is going to be taken and handed off. Trying to go through the other side, we see a new guy in there at quarterback, one that I have not seen yet. And I have no recollection of what his jersey number is on the roster. So we got a mystery man out there playing QB in place of Nathan Brolic. But hey, does a decent job there getting him all the way to the 40. So it'll be second down and six coming up here. We've just hit the 6 minute mark left in the third quarter. And now the Antonian cheerleaders on the Blanco side earning some applause. So nice crowd out here as Grant breaks free of a low leg grab. Gets running, gets busting through a couple tackles, and using his big body, goes from 140 to the other. So make that a huge 20-yard pickup there for Devin Grant, going from his 40 to Blanco's 40. That's going to be an obvious first down coming up here for the Apaches, as Grant initially got hogtied on his right foot by Cade Phelps on a rush over the left side gap as Grant was trying to cut out and go around the line. Does indeed do that, breaking free. And then keeps squeezing through a couple extra tacklers, using that over 6 feet tall frame to his advantage. Now set up and ready. Snap here is going to be a keep. Waiting to go right side. He's going to move out and break down the sideline. And Ostigan hogties him by the collar, and that is going to be a flag thrown by the left side official on what was a grab on top of the shoulder blade by Chris Ostigan, but the crowd and a couple people up here getting behind him to see that it might have been Ostigan trying to make up for the fact that he had an unfair arm pushed in front of him to prevent him from making any sort of fair grab and then stop the play. But a flag on the play does indeed do it as the quarterback keep lets him go full winding. Absolutely manhandling his way towards the right side as now it will be a horse collar grab against Chris Ostigan and the Blanco Panthers D. So move that one up from what was a spot at the 24-yard line. They're going to cut this one even further up the field to give the Apaches a chance here down 21-6 with 5:17 to go. They're going to put it down at the 12-yard line. 12-yard line, ladies and gentlemen, 12-yard line. So from the 12-yard line, we see Cox over on the sideline, far away from all the massive Blanco players currently watching their D go to work. First and 10, ready to take the snap. It's going to be a handoff. Going through up the middle, Devin Grant, a carry. Maybe about a yard to gain on the play. So second and four coming up here as it will be marked down at the 12-yard line. Man, the angle on that ball makes it hard for me to see exactly where. And you know what? I was right the first time. They marked it down at the 17-18. So, yeah. I take myself back. I was correct the first time. I can't doubt myself. But now going here. Snap ready. It's going to be a toss left side. Grant getting closed in quick. stays off of a tackle and gets up, but is immediately brought back down. 2 yards on the play. Makes it third down and two coming up. Or third down and one. Let's make that one the actual call here. So I got to get my eyes checked, people. The distance between these two teams as the rain continues to come down like a soft mist with 4:15 to go. It is third down and one from the three. From the three. Yeah, no way. That is on the three. That is on the five. Let's change that one there. But, yep, from the five-yard line, 5 yards to a touchdown, third and three. Handoff. Grant going right side. Gets met by a brigade that is helped out in front by guess who? Walton Daves. He was the first man to get to Grant, and he helped bring him forward to what was a huge mass of Panther players waiting to crowd him on the right side. And, well, as the couple of fans get to sliding out here on the bleachers with how wet it has become, it is going to be four down and three here. And, well, the Apaches are not shooting for three. They're going for the whole brigade. Trying to get six. They want this touchdown. 3:30 and counting to go in the third. Shotgun stance. Snap with two receivers outright. It's a keep. Quarterback looking. Throws left side. And it's going to be a touchdown. Wide open on the outside run towards the left side away. Isaiah Maldonado gets the soft touchdown pass as he has all the time in the world to go and catch up with it. And that is going to be a good score there for Antonian. Make it their first score of six this game, the first touchdown throw. And again, that player is wearing a mysterious jersey number that I have no idea who it currently belongs to. No one I've seen out here. It certainly is not Brolic. Maybe it is. Maybe they just subbed out his jersey because I did hear as now the PAT is good for Artiga. They do talk about players switching jerseys, at least from a local ghost story I heard about these private school teams. Sometimes they just switch jerseys going from half to half, and so I'm just going to assume that since I don't see an 18 on this roster, I'm going to go with that's Brolic, just not wearing number 12. But still, 3:18 to go here in the third quarter, and the Apaches make it a closer affair. 21-13 the score in favor of Blanco, as now the offense will try and respond here for the first touchdown drive of this game for the Apaches. We don't have to really go anywhere. We can just keep it right here. As I do want to give out a couple mentions of, you know, we have a Facebook, right? And we appreciate all the fan support we get, all the positive comments we get on Facebook. And if you want to go like our Facebook page today, that'd be a great service to us. And when you do it, you can get all our latest scores, future games, and information about the Panthers. So just go to www.facebook.com/Blanco Radio and you'll find us. Oh, believe me, you'll find us. And of course, we're always looking for fall interns. And if you're interested in broadcasting like I was, come intern for us. Just give our office a call for more information at 512-965-9969, and you could be the next voice of your own high school football team as now Fortner gets the return. Gets going left side. Blocks in front of him. Dave sets one for Fortner as he is brought down on the take there by number three, Corion Holmes. Only the second time I've mentioned his name tonight. But he does get to Fortner as they're going to get him to the 35-yard line is where they're going to spot this one to start here for Blanco. So not bad, not great, but usual standard fare of where you'd expect a team to be starting their drive. If I can always do my math right as you add 15 yards to the 50, so it's a 65-yard chance here. Trying to make this drive go 65 yards are the Panthers to score and get this lead back up by double digits as they currently lead 21-13 over the Apaches with 3:10 to go in the third, and Cox lined up under center. Puts Treshawn early motion out of the wing spot. He gets pushing, gets around to the right side, and looks like he gained three on the play, and that is what is going to be set and certain. Second and seven coming up here as they get him to the 38-yard line. Yep, that's where they're going to place it. And Van Dyke will bring the play call with him from head coach Bill Tesh, who's pacing over on the Blanco sideline, trying to keep the momentum back in Blanco's corner and trying to see how his offense can answer as they get the call. A whole mess lined out on the left side with Fortner playing as the wingback. Van Dyke in the slot. Takes the handoff up the middle. It was another sneak handoff with a no-look handoff, if I could call it correctly, that gets him to the 42. Yep, the 42. So, good gain there. And they have to get to the 45, so it'll be third down and three coming up here with 2:14 and counting to go in the third quarter, 21-13 Blanco. Brent Wagner brings the play call with him as he's going to go play out in the slot on the far side near the 40. lining himself up right and ready. Let's see the judgment here as Cox under center has Fortner on the near side on that 40. And it's going to be a keep. Cox rolling right. Still jumping, still trying, still getting pushed, and he's got the first down with a little bit of help from his offensive line. Great push there by the guys. Man, you saw Will Adams, you saw Griffin Weirden, you saw a whole mess of Blanco Blue getting through that Apache Red. So well done there. Gets the first down with a nice shove. Cox was jumping for it, and he couldn't have done it alone, so he got a great help from the rest of his offensive line, getting him across to the 46-yard line, just a yard ahead of the first down originally, makes a new first and 10. And a minute 30 to go here in the third quarter as Cox hands off on a counter run. Up the middle, Treesh, dodging hands, is going to be spun down on the tackle. A pretty nice hit there by Madrigal. And well, you hear a couple of whistles being thrown as Treesh is spun to the ground and is slow to get up. Oh, man, slow to get up. Toby Treesh now walking a little long-legged as he seems to be having trouble putting pressure on his lower half. Might be a bit dazed and confused because he got spun hard to the ground on that nasty hit by Golden Madrigal. And he comes limping over to the Blanco sideline. So we're going to hope to see Toby Treesh and how he'll end up as he is getting helped over on the sideline by Paco Vargas, one of the captains tonight. But there was a penalty out on the field that's going to put Blanco all the way back on their 36. So a holding penalty goes against him. Now they got Toby Treesh, his entire jersey blackened by the mud that has been coming for him this entire night. So that's a bit heartbreaking to see Toby Treesh come off the field limping. And now under center, you got Van Dyke lined out on the near side. Fortner in the slot, playing behind the line. And it's a handoff, a no-look handoff up the middle again. This one going to Cade Phelps. Doesn't really gain anything on what was a first and 20 coming up. Now makes it 2 yards on the gain, so it'll be second down and 18 here for the Panthers as Ostigan is going to check in. And I keep paying attention to what they're doing for Toby Treesh over on the sideline on the bench. Trainers all taking a good look at him, making sure he's set in stone and ready to go. There's a little fun fact you can notice here. A couple Fushaks listed on this coaching staff as now under center. Cox takes it, runs left, steps up, fires over the hit from Grant, going down the field, and he overshoots Chris Ostigan. Incomplete is the call. Not really much argument with what was going down the field as Ostigan just could not catch up with the throw that Cox had to make as he was about to get hit by Devin Grant. So it'll be third down and 18 as it stops the clock with 19 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. 21-13 is the score here in favor of Blanco out here at home over the Antonian Prep Apaches. As you can see there, Treesh still sitting down over on the bench. Leaning back, looks like he is still suffering through a good amount of pain. And still needs a bit of help to get up. And holds one of the trainer's shoulders to keep himself balanced as Cox fires left side looking to Van Dyke. It's a toss, and it is a diving attempt by Van Dyke that does not go. Madrigal, the safety there to cover Van Dyke, keeps him from making an incredibly tough catch. And so it'll be fourth down and out coming up here for the Blanco Panthers. They'll definitely have no choice but to punt it away here as they're 18 yards back of the first down marker, which is all the way back in Apache territory at the 44. So what was a fantastic run that might have cost Toby Treesh whatever time they need to examine him over on the sideline as he got spun into a mean hit by Madrigal, who has been a fire plug. Here for the Apaches, he's bringing the spark as now Cox gets it, punts it up. Good fly down the field, Madrigal back waiting for the bounce. He's going to let it roll away and stop on the 24 before Blanco finally picks it up. That is Mr. Tristan Lopez digging it up there for the Panthers. And so from the 24-yard line in Apache territory is where Antonian Prep is going to start this drive. But you don't want to miss anything as third quarter currently reads 7 seconds left in the score, 21-13 in favor of the Panthers. This will probably be the last play of this third quarter before they will flip the field side again. As now the Blanco defense getting some pretty tough tests here in the second half, as again the last drive led to the first touchdown score of the game for Antonian Prep. Now trying to cut into what is a current 8-point deficit, with the Blanco Panthers leading 21-13, and the crowd stomping their feet into the seats. The student section loud and proud as now Brawlick throws over the middle and ends up throwing it to no man's land, incomplete, as Hood was the closest Panther to it, but he had a bit of a far reach to try and make a 2nd and 10 call now coming up here from the 24-yard line. As again, I was wrong. It'll be 2 seconds left here before we get into the end of the third quarter, trying to settle it all down here. Definitely getting very exciting out here, ladies and gentlemen. As 2 seconds left here in the third quarter, score 21-13 in favor of the Panthers, with them out playing defense and the status of Toby Treish unknown, as he is getting looked at over on the sideline, getting his midsection taped up. Maybe that was where the hit lied, obviously, as now it's a toss left side for Grant. He gets a big gap that is closed in quickly by Daniels, and that is going to be the final tackle to end the third quarter, as credit for that tackle is going to go to, well, most of the D-line for Blanco as they close the gap quickly. And so going into the fourth quarter, the score reads 21-13 in favor of the Panthers. They're looking to hold off the Apaches on this offensive drive with 3rd and 10 coming up here. We'll see what happens, but don't go anywhere. After this break, we'll be right back with the fourth quarter out here in Blanco, with the Panthers leading 21-13 out here on Sun Radio.
Support comes from RE/MAX Genesis owners Jane and Waymond Lightfoot, selling farms, ranches, land, and homes throughout the Hill Country, including the communities of Blanco, Bulverde, and Spring Branch. Jane Waymond and everyone at RE/MAX wish the Panthers a great season. And by Spring Branch Water Well Service, offering water well drilling, pump installation, and water storage. Located 15 miles south of Blanco on Highway 281 in Spring Branch. Information online at springbranchwaterwellservice.com or by phone at 830-885-4858. 4858.
Hi, this is Kurt Phelps with KNC Supply, and you're listening to Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com. Go Panthers!
And I welcome you back out here to Blanco, where the Panthers currently lead going into the start of the fourth quarter now by a score of 21-13, with a 3rd and 9 coming up here on the 25-yard line for the Antonian Prep Apaches. As the student section is still having a really good time, all of them standing up loud and proud to cheer on their team. And obviously, with as small a school as Blanco High School is, it's very intimate. I'm sure they know basically every player on this squad, trying to hold it down on defense as a shotgun snap. Brawlick stands back, still feeling the rush, throws short, and throws it away incomplete. He had it, but he could not get it as he was forced to throw under pressure, and that makes Brawlick miss one due to bad footwork, as he has to throw that one from his heels, and so it'll be a great 4th down stop there. Coming up here makes it 4th and 9 and makes Artiga come out there to punt it. As I just want to get a look over on the side, Toby Treish, the good news is he is standing, he is stretching, and he is not needing any help to do either, as he got his midsection taped up and seems to be getting his flexibility back, maybe to check back in here once the offense gets back on board. As you see, now Artiga puts the punt in the air, waiting for it. It is going to be a drop pickup return now by Oskin, as he's going to go left side, get in front of one man, spin away from a hit. He's still getting chased. He's still breaking free up the field. He's in a foot race, and he is brought down inside the 15. Oh, baby. What a big return there by Oskin that did not start off the cleanest as he dropped the kick. But he gets that one up, but now there is a flag out there on the field, and it looks like it is going to hurt the Blanco Panthers. Fantastic return by Ostigan, as he's still getting a lot of love from his teammates heading over the sideline. Let's see it here. You can see that the fans definitely not appreciating all these big calls against Blanco. And, yep, that's going to take a whole lot out of where that drive should have started, inside the 15 for Blanco. Make it a far easier chance to go and score and make it a double-digit game again, and really put pressure on Antonian Prep to try and keep pace. But instead, it's going to be a flag against the return team after Oskin had to get a little bit of help, apparently from a holding call, and they're going to move him back all the way to the 46-yard line. Still in Apache territory, but definitely not as apple pie or peachy of a starting position as it would be inside the red zone. So now Kelby Cox is going to come back out there ready with Sebastian Flores bringing the call. And looking over, I do not see Toby Treisch over on the sideline, so I can only assume he is back in the game. And he is. Playing as the wing back on the left side. Good to see him out there as Cox under center from the 46. Puts Treisch in motion. And it's going to be a handoff running through the middle. A flag is thrown as the carry there by Jet Hood does clear him all the way to the 34. But it looks like it could be another holding call going against Blanco. Man, this fan is not having any of it. I can single him out too. Pretty rough looking guy. I mean, he looks tough. Puts his headphones back on, but... And, yep, that's the reaction right there. So, definitely do not want to be that kind of fan, people. Don't let your emotions get the best of you. But, hey, everything seems to be settling out nice and dandy here. As still, the holding call is going to put Blanco all the way back in their own territory now from their 44-yard line. Back-to-back holding calls against the return team. And now, the first offensive drive there on what was a nice 13-plus yard game by Jet Hood doesn't get them anywhere. In fact, it gets them all the way back here. Two holding calls again on their own 44 as now it is first down and 20. First down marker all the way back in Apache territory on their 36. So a lot of ground to gain here with one receiver out. It's Van Dyke. It's going to be a handoff to the middleman Jet Hood as he gets power in, pushing through before he's finally stomped back. And a combined effort with the front man being the biggest guy on that Apache team gets him to the 49-yard line, so a good gain of, make it the 48, a good gain of four makes it second down. No, they keep respawning it. Okay, I was right the first time. 5-yard gain makes it second down and 15 here for the Panthers with 10:55 and counting left in the game. They're leading 21-13, trying to put an end to this one here, and one long drive and a score could pretty much be the deciding nail in the coffin as, again, Keegan Holm, 6 feet 5, 275 pounds, the biggest guy on Apache's roster. Leading the tackle there as now a good juck job there by Toby Treisch. He seems to be gaining his balance back as he carries him back past the original line of scrimmage to the 44. So third and seven coming up here for the Blanco Panthers. Nah, change that one. It's on the 45, so it'll be a third and nine coming up here for Blanco, but pretty manageable as now they're going to bring Walton Daves in. You see Chris Ostigan, Gunnar Granberg on the sideline, talking strategy here. Definitely want to see this drive continue, but 9 yards is what is going to be needed to do it. That's third and nine from the 45 in Apache territory with 10 minutes to go. 21-13 Blanco and Cox under center with no receivers out. Here we go. Double handoff, and it's going to be Fortner getting stomped back on the line of scrimmage. Nice stop there by guess who? Number 52, Ryan Pugh. Making the stop there makes it fourth and out coming up here for Blanco. No gain on the play. And I originally thought it was going to be a loss of one on the original line of scrimmage. But from the 45, they're going to have Kelby Cox come out and punt this one. And again, I saw it last week. We're on a fourth down. They faked the punt and Cox had a man wide open over the middle but could not make the throw to move the drive. And, well, the score is a lot closer than it was last week versus Randolph. But leading 21-13, and for the Apaches, if the play even didn't work out on an incomplete pass. Now ready. Cox gets the punt off the right side, and it's going to fly high. Good bounce. It's going to jump out on the 21-yard line, and that's where it's going to fall out, and that is where the Apaches are going to start this drive. It's a nice punt there by Kelby. Puts him on the 21-yard line, and again, that's where Antonio Prep is going to start this one. As you don't want to go anywhere, one quick message, and we'll be right back with Panthers football out here on Sun Radio.
Support comes from Lone Star Capital Bank in Blanco, offering construction loans, home mortgages, and banking options for your personal or business needs. Online at lscb.com and by phone at 830-833-4587. Branch manager Ernesto Bustamante and everyone at Lone Star Capital Bank wishes the Panthers the very best this season. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody, as the snap just gets off for Brolic, and he's going to keep it going left side through one tackle. Gets stomped there by Alcala on his way to the 28-yard line as now a flag is being thrown after the play ended. The official with the letter B on his back, of course the back official, is the one that threw it, looking over the entire play and seeing what happened as the carry went to the 28-yard line for Brolic on the keep. So a pretty good gain there of 7. Might be more. Let's see what happened here. Yeah, we're still waiting on it as it is going to be against the Apaches offensive line. So penalty holds back Antonian Prep as they hurt themselves on what was a 7-yard keep carry there by Brawlick. It does not go anywhere. So they're going to have a replay of first down at least, but they're going to have to do it all the way back 15 yards originally where they were placed. Let's mark it down. Actually, they're going to mark it as going back from where they originally were brought down on the last play. So let's see where it is. It'll be a replay of first down. And now the officials, it was originally on the 21. Switching game balls out. Underside official puts it down at the 22. So it'll be first and 15 coming up for the Apaches here as the rain has started to pick up a little bit in intensity, but is not really affecting how the play is going out here on both sides of the field. Maybe a few drop passes, I don't know, but Brawlick takes the shotgun snap, keeps it off the fake handoff to Block, fires down the right side, and he overthrew his man, incomplete. Intended receiver on that carry route was John Jordan, and it wouldn't have been the first time that Brawlick connected with him going deep down the field on what was a seam route this time, trying to get past Oskin. He did, but the throw was too far ahead. So wasted opportunity there, makes it second down and 15. With Blanco's defense trying to hold steady here, but the team currently leading with 8:34 to go in the game, 21-13 in favor of the Panthers. Crowd having taken a seat, everyone standing strong, umbrellas out, rain is splashing down, and no one is batting an eyelash here as the shotgun snap is going to be a key for Brawlick. He'll push inside of a block, get going, and get run into. So that was a fantastic takedown on the keep there by Tristan Fortner and Jonathan Alcala. They mark it up here, waiting for the markers to be placed. Stop here, gains them about 7 and makes it third down and 9 coming up here. So make it a gain of 6, third down and 9 coming up here. Trying to go now, just ahead of the 20. Shotgun stance ready. In the pocket, Brawlick takes a few steps, fires over the right side, looking open, and it is a drop pass. Oh, man, Maldonado had that one for him, but he could not make the catch. And you can't help but notice that the rain suddenly picked up intensity with that last throw. So I'm starting to feel like the rain is playing a big effect out here, as Maldonado just let that one grab go. And that really hurt anything the Apaches could have done, as now it'll be fourth down and 9. And, of course, Artigo will be back out to punt. And with only under 8 minutes to go in this game, Blanco getting a big help there on what was the biggest drop of the night. It's now ready. Artigo gets the punt off. It's going for distance, and it is going to be dropped down. And Fortner is going to let the Apaches pick it up inside the 40. To be specific, placing it down on the 39-yard line as a flag comes out. And let's see what else can be called out here. Man, oh man, I don't know where these officials are. They're certainly not going to be invited to any local bars around here in Blanco, as thank goodness they don't have names on the back of these officials. As you see, it is going to go against Blanco here on the receiving end and put them back in their own territory. So another penalty against the special teams return team, not helping out the cause here. It seems like right now Blanco is kind of shooting their own efforts in the foot and not getting any mercy. But now we're going to see where the ball is officially going to be placed. They put the pigskin down inside the 30 at the 29-yard line. So that's where we're going to start this one here with 7:42 left in the game. Blanco leading 21-13 and looking to cover from their own 29-yard line and put this game out of reach. One long drive, of course, certainly could do it. And any score of any kind could really seal the deal. Even a field goal at this point would put them back up by 11. Currently leading 21-13. Cox under center. He's got Flores out wide. Puts Fortner in motion from the wingback spot and gives it to Treish. But he is going to be turned down. No block there on the right side. Leads to an easy tackle. Treish on the carry did not get far, ladies and gentlemen, before he's taken down by Matthew Spangler and Ryan Pugh. Well, if you can understand that last name, Pugh likes to shoot lasers, people, and he is shooting a mean gaze, playing intimidation factor over towards the Blanco offensive huddle. Definitely has lasers in his eyes, trying to shoot daggers. Now ready here, trying to get this one back. Second and 10. Blanco on the 29, 7 minutes under now. Hand off through the middle. It's Hood pushing, pushing, and pushing. He gets him all the way across to the 36. So nice gain there. Gets 6 yards on the play and makes it third and short and a little more manageable. As now Wagner checks out and Zach Rogers checks back in to bring the play call with him to Kelby Cox and the entire offensive scheme. At this point, I ever am curious to see you if they actually send a receiver out to both give the play call and actually let it be a play for him. Usually they're just sent out there to serve as a dummy. But now under center, Cox with two receivers left gives the handoff to Treish. He's trying to creep through a small gap, and he won't get the first down. But it will be close. Oh, maybe he did. Maybe he did. It could be close. Let's see here. Where are they going to mark this? 6:07 to go in the game. 21-13 Blanco. And it is a first down. They do get it across. On the carry by Toby Treish, it's nice to see he has returned to form after getting spun around and serving what was a nasty hit on the bring down by Madrigal on his midsection. He went over to the sideline, got himself taped up, and has been back in, looking stronger and stronger with each passing play as now. First and 10 from the 39. Motion for Fortner is a carry up the middle. Not much blocking there, barely anything to gain for the Panthers as they might just get across the 40. And what was a carry there by Jet Hood? I mean, Jet Hood, you can hardly see the 12 on his jersey anymore. It is encased in the earth that has become common out there on the field as you're seeing a whole lot of patches of mud on what was a 2-yard gain. Now on the 41-yard line, it's second and 8. 5:26 to go. Really, the Panthers only have to manage the clock here and just keep this drive going. Get first downs and keep it going slow as now Dave's playing side by side with Hood in the backfield. Cox under center, two receivers out left. And it's a handoff up the middle. Getting a nice push there. That was Walton Dave's on the carry. Doing a fabulous job with 5 minutes about to hit the clock. Before we can call this a game, Blanco leading 21-0. And on a strong carry to the 44.5-yard line. They needed to get to the 49 for the first down, so it'll be third down and 5 coming up here for the Panthers as Rogers gave him the play call and moves out to play the near side as the wideout. He's matched up one-on-one with what looks to be a very dirty Jeff Toscano jersey as Cox under center. Now it's going to be a keep rolling right. Stepping in front of a tackle, Cox will not get far. He is stopped there by Ryan Pugh, who obviously very well deserving to get excited on that play. Leads to no gain and makes it 4th down and 5 coming up here for the Panthers, and they will send out the punting team. But the clock will keep ticking as we're about to get past the 4-minute mark here. Rain seems to be falling down and fans keeping their umbrellas low so I can have a good chance to see. I appreciate it. But don't worry, we're all safe here. As long as y'all stay high and dry, and hopefully the Blanco Panthers can pull off what will be a very messy win out here today as Cox punts it in the air, going towards the right side. Madrigal back, he's going to let it bounce and let Lopez wait for it to stop and go on the 21-yard line, and the officials finally blow the whistle as we don't see any flags on the field. So a clean kick, no penalties against the special teams here. And so it'll be a start here from the 21-yard line for the Apaches as the clock reads 3:43 left in this game. Blanco leading 21-13. So we know the situation. We know what Antonian Prep is probably thinking. Score and go for two. Because at the end of it, they got nothing to lose if they can't convert other than the game. And they really have nothing else they can really do if they want to give themselves a chance to extend this game on. So let's see here. All Blanco really has to do, so you don't even have to give up anything else, is drawing back. Brolic throws over the left side to a wide-open Grant, but he is going to be hogtied down there by Toby Treish, who wrapped himself on top of his neck and got Devin Grant down as he was wide open but had to kneel down to make the catch without any touches before Treish charges him out, and now the reception there by Devin Graham moves him up about 9 yards to make it second down and short for the Apaches. Let's see here. What are the officials thinking? They're going to get the play moving in motion as nothing, no flags there, and it'll be second down and one here. Probably second down and inches more accurate as Brolic takes the snap. Is rolling right, throws on the run, and it's a turn catch by Madrigal before he is spun down by Cade Phelps. Still, looks like he got four on the play and does get the first down there. Moving him up across the 30. Now just behind the 35 at the 34-yard line is where the Apaches are going here on this fresh first down set. 3:16 to go. Blanco leading 21-13. Really, even if they give up a touchdown, they just can't let the Apaches get two. So they don't really have to play any serious defense as Brolic will keep it on the snap, go right side, keep his balance, get the first down, making men out of the Blanco Panthers secondary. He rolls out of bounds and stops the clock at 3:02 on what was a quick carry all the way over into Blanco territory. So phenomenal 17, 18-plus yards on the gain as a flag is thrown over it. That's a really late flag there. Where'd that come from? And Blanco immediately having some players turn around and wonder, what did they do now? And while the Blanco coaches are saying this one should go against the Apaches, but the officials are pointing the other way. So exactly what is the officiating call here? Let's see. There's a flag down on the field and it is now being picked up. Let's see what it is here. Fans are definitely not giving anything else here, as that one is going to be unsportsmanlike conduct going against. Yep, unsportsmanlike conduct going against the Antonian Prep Apaches. So with 3:02 to go, they're going to have to restart here on a new first down set from the 34-yard line again. And that takes away all the good progress on that quarterback keep there by Brolic. Not exactly the result you were hoping to see here. So now let's see how they try and reset. It's do or die time out here for the Apaches. Down 21-13 with 3 minutes left. The snap is high, but he holds it. Steps up in the pocket. Throws over the middle. Oh, what a mean hit to force the incompletion accordingly. Madrigal got laid out there by Walton Daves. And you remember when Madrigal served up Toby Treach and took him out of the game for a little bit? Well, it looks like Daves just got back at him with a little bit of a frustration hit there. And yeah, shaking his head saying, no, you're not catching that one, Madrigal. You got to get through that serious contact by Walton Daves, and it was fantastic to cement the clear incompletion. So now, shotgun snap. It's a pitch right off of the run forward. A lot of room to go, and a pretty strong gain as now the flag is going to come out. Now what's going to go down here? There was a flag thrown on the other end of the field away from me. Doesn't really get anywhere, but on the carry was Mr. Golden Madrigal, as he got a good game before he had to hop out of bounds and take the stopgap stop. He had to take the expressway off of the playing field because he went jumping. As now that one is going to be going against Blanco. Defense is going to get stung here, and that is going to help the Apaches get back what was lost on that penalty we saw two plays ago against them. Still, 2:47 left, really, at this point. Anything to stop the clock and go out of bounds is going to be the saving grace for this Apaches offense. So now the ball is down on the 43-yard line, a fresh first and 10 coming up here. As Brolic is ready to step up in the pocket, 2:47 left, 21-13 Blanco. Shotgun snap, ready it up. Throw over the short side is going to be a catch before Granberg hogties Locke Lynn down. He's taken down at about the 35-yard line, 36. So move it up here. It is going to be second and short. Getting ready to get served. Second and two to be exact, but the clock is ticking. 2:20 and counting to go. 21-13 Blanco. Quickly getting back into it. Brolic in the gun, takes the snap. Stands up in pocket, plenty of protection, fires left side. And man, he had a bad grip on that ball as that one just went bouncing. Incomplete in the absolute worst way as Ortega was wide open, but Brolic just didn't have a good grip, as maybe the rain had something to do with it. And an incomplete pass makes it third down and three here. And stops the clock at 2:10, so that's the only saving grace off of that horrific wide-open incompletion. But yeah, definitely playing in these conditions, it's tough to get a grip on the pigskin when it's that large. Snap ready. Brolic's going to keep it and run in for the first down himself before he is taken down by Phelps. Does get him across the 30. And officials will mark him down just ahead of it at the 29-yard line, but it will serve as a first down gain there and stops the clock at 2:03. So key first down carries here and key first down opportunities with a few timely incompletions, and it's stopping the clock everything here as now they will screen to run the clock back up the other way. So the clock did not stop. It should not have stopped, but it's a minute 52 to go in the game. And now quickly back to the line. The Apaches are marching forward with Brolic. Stepping up ready, takes the snap. Looking left. He's still tiptoeing. Goes rolling right, throws on the run, and gets a completion just past the reach of Ostigan. It's just inside and short of the first down, but a great throw there, right on the money. Gets that one to James Merritt. And now a timeout called here by the Apaches to stop the clock with over a minute 31 to go. And Blanco holding on to a 21-13 lead, trying to stop the Apaches from trying to extend this game. Of course, they need to score six and then go for two to have any chance of staying alive. But you don't want to miss it, as we will be right back after this short message here from Old 300 Barbecue, as you're listening to Blanco Panthers football out here on Sun Radio in 88.9 Johnson City and 106.9 Fredericksburg.
Support for Panther football comes from Old 300 Barbecue, open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2017 Panther football season.
This is Dr. Dustin Barton, principal of Blanco High School, and you're listening to Panther football on blancoradio.com. Go Panthers!
Go Panthers, Dr. Barton, and right now the Panthers are trying to come up with the biggest defensive stop in the game to effectively seal the deal on what is currently a 21-13 lead for the Panthers with a minute 31 to go. But just on top of the red zone, Brolic is going to keep it, go right side and get tripped up. Good chase down tackle there by Jet Hood and Cade Phelps, keeps him from really gaining anything and makes it third down and incredibly short as the clock will keep going. We're about to hit a minute 15 left. Now just trying to keep it here together. Everything is settled. A high snap. Brolic takes it. Jumps forward. He has the first down. Gets him inside the 15. In fact, he's on top of the 15. And that's a minute four left here on the clock. And the Apaches will take the timeout to keep it that way. Now that much closer to setting up a potential game-tying drive. Don't go anywhere. Another quick message coming up. And then we'll be right back here with more Panthers football out here on Sun Radio.
Financial support comes from Charles Schwab Incorporated, member SIPC, on Highway 290 in Dripping Springs, and Brian Carpenter, branch leader, financial consultant. Personalized financial guidance for residents of the Texas Hill Country. Information at schwab.com/drippingsprings.
Hi, this is Kurt Phelps with KNC Supply, and you're listening to Panther Football on blancoradio.com. Go Panthers.
This is Cade Phelps from KNC Supply, and you're listening to Panther Football on BlancoRadio.com. Go Panthers.
And I welcome you back out here to Panther Stadium as Blanco currently with the Apaches threatening on top of Blanco's 15-yard line with over a minute left in this game. Blanco is holding on to a 21-13 lead, and this is by far the most tense situation I have seen with Blanco at any point this season, at least with them in front in the lead trying to hold on to it that way. Seems you got everything. But, yeah, everything seems to be going well as Brolic throws right side, and it drops in front incomplete. Nothing there. Does at least stop the clock, and now we are under 59 seconds left. And Blanco got a big incompletion out of the hands of Brolic as the rain definitely playing a factor on that one. Not necessarily holding it down here together. But while we got a little bit of time, I just want to get a little bit sentimental because I'm loving what I'm seeing out here from this Blanco team these last 3 weeks. They're putting up a whole lot of fight. And there are a lot of things we naturally need to put up a fight to get through in life and to push on. But I'll have to wait until after this next play as Brolic in the gun takes the snap. looks up over the line, throws it left side, wide open receiver, and he has the touchdown! Isaiah Maldonado with a huge touchdown catch! And of course we know what the situation is now, having put six up on the board. Antonian Prep needs a two-point conversion to have a chance at extending this game on. If the Panthers can stop it, then they're going to most likely come out with a win. But man, Isaiah Maldonado creeping around on a curl-up, drawback, forward route. I got to slow myself down there. He went around the left side, took a shot for it, and then cut to the back edge of the end zone. It's now Brolic the snap. He's going to roll right, look up, throw it over, and it's incomplete! No, they don't get it! They don't get it! Blanco is going to hold on! 21-19, the two-point conversion fails! Oh, Brolic with a whole mess of Panthers following him to the right side. And they make sure what was originally a high-throwing pass does not have any chance to be made into a two-point play. And that is most likely going to seal the deal on this close, too close for comfort, but still pretty credible and incredible fighting win for the Panthers as their defense get tested. And Brolic rolling right, trying to get something going on the run. His pass was a little too high, even if he could get it. And still, great pressure there by the Blanco defense, following him the whole way. They will not give away this game, and by golly, this is fantastic. What a fantastic stand there. Sure, the touchdown did happen, but Blanco's defense making the big stop when they needed it most. As, yep, that baby's mystified. She can't believe it. I can't believe it either. Actually, I can. This defense is incredible. And she is just sitting at me, mouth wide open, aghast. She does not know that these are the memories that will live on for years to come. That's the only thing I hold against children of her age, that they cannot remember these special moments and these great games. But now getting ready. It's an onside kick. It's going to be tapped up, and look at that. Yeah, that's going to be a flag. They couldn't even get it across the 10. And, yeah, the Blanco Panthers know exactly what just happened, and they know that's effectively going to seal the deal on this incredible 21-19 score with 51 seconds to go. Barring any complete bonehead play, it's not going to change a thing for the Panthers. They're going to look to pull off the win here in a close one, 21-19, the most competitive game this season. And the first real revenge tour that they have managed to successfully take back to a team that handled them last season. The first one to suffer here is going to be the Antonian Prep Apaches. And it's going to even the season score at 1-1 for Blanco and their games between them and a Taps school. They lost week two, 21-0 to Holy Cross, and now get back at a fellow private school in Antonian Prep. Currently 51 seconds left, 21-19 Blanco as they stop the two-point conversion from happening. And Kelby Cox is going to kneel that one. Of course, he'll have to get one more play in before they can effectively seal the deal. And wait, timeout is going to go, and Antonian Prep is going to stop the clock at 47 seconds, just trying to prolong and prevent the inevitable. But hey, what a fantastic game. I cannot believe how high tense it was getting here. As well, we got a good time. I just wanted to send out an appreciation to my boss over at Sun Radio, Ryan Hsu. Of course, he told me not to bother him tonight, but for good reason. It's his five-year wedding anniversary, everybody. So, Ryan Hsu, the guy that trusted me to take over this job from your own Sam Eisenberg and has been helping keep my confidence up and has really stood my corner throughout this entire journey. I appreciate you, Ryan, and I'm happy to say congratulations to you and Miss Hsu on a wonderful five-year marriage. And here's to many more for you. And, of course, I'll leave you alone. But, hey, 47 seconds left. Blanco on top of the Apache 49, leading 21-19. Really, a kneel is going to do it. And, well, Kelby Cox still hasn't kneeled, and he finally does. He's waiting to take a little bit more off the clock here as there's still about a second difference. So one more play as it'll be second down 11, obviously, for the Blanco Panthers. Still trying to keep it up here. 30 seconds and ticking away. There's about a difference in the play clock and the game clock, and so one more kneel should do it. As it's now third down and 15, Blanco lines up quickly, everyone huddled together. Phelps in the backfield way behind just for show. It's now 10 seconds away. Cox, come on, one more kneel. And he got it. And that's going to seal the deal. 3, two, one. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. That's fantastic. 21-19 is the final here as Blanco pulls off the close victory. And give credit to Antoni and Pratt. They fought to the bitter end. But it came down to one play, one stop on the goal line, 1 2-point conversion that could not go as the Blanco Panthers do indeed stop the Antonian Prep Apaches dead in their tracks and force nothing as they had the whole night. Nothing coming easy, really, that touchdown pass. In fact, the only two touchdown passes for Mr. Nathan Brawlick on tonight's game were the easiest looking throws he had the entire way as he was really put to the heat. And Blanco did it without even getting a chance to sack Brawlick. So a fantastic effort there. I'm very proud of what I saw out here today from both teams. They fought to the bitter end. And now reading the crowd here, the final score, of course, in favor of the Panthers, 21-19. It was a great effort, a great battle throughout. But the Panthers pull it off, and I am stoked to say that Week 5 has led to a victory out here, and the Panthers now stand at 2-3 on the year, while the Apaches dropped to 2-3 just the same. And, well, we're going to take another nice little break here, maybe about a couple spots from a couple of our great, great sponsors out here, our great supporters on this Blanco broadcast, and then when we come back, I'm going to give you my points and wrap things up, and, of course, let you know what will be going down next week in place of a game, because next week is Blanco's bye week. But you're not going to want to miss what we're going to try and do next week for you. Still a little early in the process, but we're going to try and figure it out. But don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after this break with the post-game show coming up here on Blanco Panthers football as they take home the victory out here in Week 5, 21-19 over Antonian Prep.
Support for Panther football comes from Old 300 Barbecue, open 7 days a week on the square in Blanco. Large and small catering available. More information at 833-1227 or online at old300bbq.com. On behalf of Old 300 Barbecue, here's to a great 2017 Panther football season.
And by AMM Collision Center, specializing in complete body and paint repair for residents in Austin and the Texas Hill Country. Four locations, including in Dripping Springs on Highway 290, west of the light at Sunset Canyon. More information, including hours of operation, online at ammcollision.com and by phone at 512-894-3888. It's now time for the post-game show on blancoradio.com. Here's Riley Chestnut and Adam Byerly.
Sad to say, welcome everyone to the post-game show. It's me, Riley Chestnut, but unfortunately no Adam Byerly this week as they took him away from me. They said he had to go work Gonzalez because they needed him here more than they needed me. And, well, I understand that, and I think that's pretty respectable. Of course, we're all a team here covering all these different high schools out here on the Sun Radio Sports Network, and hopefully if we can check in a little bit at what else is going on now that this game is wrapped up down here in Blanco, their last home game for a little bit. They're going to be on the road for the next two games, but of course they get a nice two-week break following this incredible and hard-fought 21-19 victory over Antonian Prep, as I just want to give a quick update at what else is going down around the rest of District 13, as this is the final non-district game, and we'll begin district slate in 2 weeks for Blanco. But right now, Marion High School is killing Florence High School 57-27 in the fourth quarter with about 7 minutes left. My goodness. Then Rogers, who we will be playing the Blanco Panthers in 2 weeks' time out there at their stadium, Merck Field, if you want to get a name. The Eagles are currently down to Rockdale High School with 5:30 to go by a score of 34-6. But a couple of final scores having been put out on the board. As you take a look around, Johnson City whipping Tom Moore High School. Excuse me, I just got to clear myself. 51-0 is the final score for the Johnson City Eagles as they kill. And I mean kill the Warriors. But now the even bigger difference here. The final score at home for the Lexington High School Eagles, only the third best 3A team in the state, 69-7 over Weimar High School and the Wildcats. Definitely a whooping, if you could call it one. Compared to what we saw out here in Blanco today, this is as close a contest as you can find out here currently in District 13. So y'all got the exciting game, and I was happy to bring it to you. But the final score to read out of there is here, Comfort High School, currently leading Brady High School out on the road by a score of 20-12, actually. What am I saying? That is the final score. They won that game. So good job there to Comfort. We'll see them after we play Rogers in a couple weeks. But still, getting back to what happened out here today in Week 5, the Blanco Panthers, they know what lied ahead. It was a nice two-week break coming up for the Blanco Panthers, and again, a fantastic job out here tonight. Obviously, the big moment defensively was the final stand that the defense had to come up with, which was preventing the two-point conversion after Brolic rolled out in the pocket and found Isaiah Maldonado, who was sneaking around in front of the secondary for Blanco for a good chunk of the night and really did a hurting on us in this game for the Panthers. Maldonado burned them twice, but they end up covering it in the end as they patch things up right away to make it stand 21-19. Of course, the two-point conversion didn't go as Blanco followed the quarterback to the right side and brought immense pressure, cutting off all possible routes, and Brolic threw it a little bit too high anyway. Still, a great game all around. Give credit where credit is due. The Blanco Panthers brought heat, and the big run to help separate the difference here in the 21-19 score was Cade Phelps going from 28 yards out up the middle untouched to score. And that ended up being the biggest difference in this game. So that is going to be my candidate for the offensive moment of the game for Blanco. And defensively, of course, I said it already, it's the two-point conversion. But hey, don't forget to tune in next. Well, not next week, 2 weeks away, actually. 2 weeks from now, 14 days' time, when out in Rogers, way down out there, the Blanco Panthers, on October 13th, if I'm thinking of it right, the next game we'll have for you will be in the month of October. But next week, we're still going to have something for you. It'll be me and Adam, probably from a location out here in Blanco, maybe something like Old 300 Barbecue, trying to bring a little bit of a recap of what the first 5 weeks of the season have held for Blanco and all these non-district games and serve exactly what is going to be going down here for the Panthers. So you don't want to miss it. Next week, we're going to do something special for you. So tune back in here at whatever time we'll give you. I'm sure we'll get it out to you during the week in a nice promotion. We're going to hash out the details next week with my boss, Ryan, and we'll figure things out. But we're going to have a show for you here next Friday night to keep things all settled and ready to go together. Now, if you would like to receive a copy of tonight's game, please give our office a call at 512-965-9969. And, of course, if you are a local business owner and would like to help sponsor one of these broadcasts, or any of these broadcasts, or all of them, we'll give you anything you want. Please give our office a call to find out more at the same number, 512-965-9969, because it's a great way to get your message out to the Blanco community. And again, final score out here from Blanco. The Panthers hold on tight, 21-19. They get their revenge and even up the all-time series versus the Antonian Prep Apaches. And, well, that's about going to do it here for us. I'm Riley Chestnut on the call alone. See you next week, and we'll see you in 2 weeks' time when the Panthers will be out at Rogers on October 13th with that game pregame starting at 7:10 and the kickoff, of course, at 7:30. You can hear all the action right here on Blanco Radio as you've been listening to Blanco Panther Varsity Football on KTSN Blowout Johnson City, which broadcasts off 88.9 FM, K295CK Luckenbach Fredericksburg, which broadcasts off 106.9 FM, and, of course, at BlancoRadio.com online we stream and on the Sun Radio app, part of the Sun Radio Sports Network. Good night, and may you have a blessed week, everybody.
It's now time for the postgame. Thanks for listening to Panther Football on 88.9 FM in Johnson City, 106.9 FM in Fredericksburg, streaming online at BlancoRadio.com and on the Sun Radio app. This has been a presentation of the Sun Radio Sports Network.